The number of homeless veterans dropped 11% since the pandemic began more than 2 years ago. That's according to the Veterans Administration. Still, more than 30,000 veterans remain unhoused as federal pandemic relief is ending and rents are going up. We have on the line Catherine Monet. She's CEO of the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. Catherine, thanks for joining us on Veterans Day.
Thank you for having us today.
So when we look at people experiencing homelessness, a disproportionate share are veterans. They're about 7% of the population, but 10% or more of people without housing. Why is that?
You know, there are many reasons that veterans experience homelessness. And as you know, some of the reasons are very similar to the reasons that civilians struggle with housing stability, whether it's, you know, a housing affordability crisis that has spun out of control in this country, whether it's the fact that the minimum wage has not kept pace with annual increases in rent costs, or whether it's the fact that they're struggling with the longer standing effects of systemic and institutional racism and colonialism and all of the isms that ail society today. But I do think there are some specific things that relate to veteran status that can be challenging. You know, for certain folks, because you're moving around so much, you don't really develop that same depth of community network that you can rely on in a crisis. For others, you know, they may have jobs that don't necessarily transfer well to the civilian job market. Other folks are, you know, dealing with trauma that they've experienced or that has been put upon them in the case of, you know, military sexual trauma or other things that is undealt with or leads to a spiral out of control. You do see sort of this confluence of factors that combines with all of the pressures that anyone looking for housing in our community and our country right now is facing, and it just makes it challenging.
And yet the good news side of this coin is the number of homeless veterans has plunged in the last decade, certainly since 2010, by more than half. What's going on here?
A whole lot of hard work behind the scenes. You know, I think that there are a number of factors that really play into this success, but the main number one goal of a lot of the homeless programs is now housing. And that's been a game changer, right? But I do think that, you know, we saw bigger decreases during the pandemic than we did in some of the years prior. And some of that was really due to the focused attention that the Biden administration at the cabinet level has really put on this initiative. And because so much of the federal guidance to avoid getting COVID-19 was to stay at home. And as you know, folks who are unsheltered didn't have a home to shelter in. And so when we looked at the ways that Congress really stepped up to provide assistance and funding so that VA could then distribute funding to push people from the streets into housing or into safer sheltered environments more quickly, I think that was really instrumental, right? We saw at the peak of the pandemic, something like on any given night, around 8,000 veterans who were in, you know, repurposed hotel and motel placements while they were actively looking for housing. I do think that the pandemic really created this sense of urgency for organizations that were serving homeless veterans in a good way, right? But one of the challenges that that then creates is as you're looking at the pandemic era's sort of assistance and supports disappearing, right? That stuff in a lot of communities doesn't exist anymore. Then when you look at some of VA's specific authorities for veterans, a lot of that is available, but its existence is legislatively tied to the end of the public health emergency.
That money dries up. Now, Catherine, among homeless veterans, there are big racial disparities. Mm-hmm. The homeless rate for Native American veterans, I've read, is upwards of 5 or 6 times the overall rate. For African Americans, it's about 3x. Is there focused help for these hardest hit groups?
You know, I think that that is something that a lot of us in the community of practitioners and within the federal government are working to unpack in a more comprehensive way. I think that VA is on the forefront in terms of having available data and being able to start to draw conclusions from that data. But I do think, if I'm being honest, that we're a little bit of a ways away from having the level of targeted solutions that I'd like to see. That said, if you are looking at tribal populations, there is a really great federal program called Tribal HUDVASH that does allow for the creation of permanent supportive housing and housing vouchers on tribal lands. It is a small and very underfunded program, and I think that's something that we'd like to see change in the years to come.
Yeah. You know, I guess I want to ask you, in an ideal policy situation where there is more state, federal, and local help available for these programs, how hard is it to get the word out, to find veterans who don't have housing and let them know, and to have them decide, yes, I'm going to take this help?
You know, there is a lot more focus that we could place on street outreach, especially now that we have tools that could actually offer a veteran something tangible. I think one of the biggest challenges that we hear is that when you're doing street outreach, if all you have to offer a veteran is a warm blanket or a granola bar because there's no housing, or you don't have any more rapid rehousing funding until the new fiscal year, it's really hard to convince them to continue to work with you and to continue to engage and to encourage them to, you know, move forward with their lives. But when you have the resources that we've had during the pandemic, where you can offer them a hotel or a shelter or rapid rehousing, and they can choose the solution that fits their individual needs and their desires, it's been a little bit easier. And that's one of the reasons that we've been really pushing for legislative change to create more permanency among some of the really great innovations that we've seen occur in our system during the pandemic.
Mm, yeah. And finally, Catherine Monet, President Obama sought to end veteran homelessness by 2015. Obviously didn't meet that goal. Going forward, you know, as you kind of sit back in your chair and think about reality, what is a realistic goal? I didn't mean to stump you.
I'm sorry. I'm struggling with that a little bit because I think a realistic goal would be that every community has enough affordable housing and supportive services so that when a veteran falls into homelessness, they wouldn't ever have to experience homelessness for more than a week. Being homeless is terrible. It's hard outside. It's almost the winter time. It's cold. It's not safe for people out there. And so I think as much as I appreciate realism, I have to believe that we live in a world where people care enough about their neighbors to do what it takes to create the resources and support available to help people thrive in their communities. And so, you know, I do think that there will always be someone in a community who might not want the options available and the services or supports. But I think a realistic world would be one where we have it available for them and we continue to offer it to them.
Catherine Monet is CEO of the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. Catherine, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
At Arlington National Cemetery today, those who risked or lost their lives in war were honored at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Vice President Kamala Harris laid a wreath in front of the tomb.
Veterans represent the best of America. Unwavering courage, unmatched talent, and unshakable devotion. You come from every corner of our country, and out of many, you become one, the greatest fighting force in the world.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs Dennis McDonough said Veterans Day is more than a time to reflect on heroes.
It's a call to action for each of us to serve vets every bit as well as they have served us. On Veterans Day, indeed, every day. Because as President Biden has said and reminded us again this morning, Veterans are the very backbone of this country. They put profit and self-interest aside. They put their lives on the line so that the highest ideals of this nation, our core values, might continue.
The ceremony honors veterans of a diverse military. To get a sense of that, in World War II, more than 1 million African Americans, 500,000 Latinos, nearly 25,000 Native Americans, and some 20,000 Asian Americans served. Veterans Day is linked to the end of World War I, when a ceasefire went into effect during the 11th hour of the 11th day during the 11th month. And it has been celebrated as a national federal holiday since 1954.